is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump says he's determined it's best for the U.S. to remain a steadfast partner with Saudi Arabia, despite accusations the Crown Prince may have ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
And I'm not going to tell a country that's spending hundreds of billions of dollars and has helped me do one thing very importantly, keep oil prices down so that they're not going to $100 and $150 a barrel. Right now, we have oil prices in great shape. I'm not going to destroy the world economy, and I'm not going to destroy the economy for our country by being foolish with Saudi Arabia.
The president acknowledged Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman may have had knowledge of the Khashoggi murder at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, but views Riyadh as a counterweight to Iran's influence in the region. Abandoning the Saudi kingdom, he said, would be a terrible mistake. Turkey's foreign minister Mevlut Cavusoglu was in Washington Tuesday and met with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He said many questions remain unanswered about the Khashoggi case, who is behind it, who gave the orders. He said Ankara does not believe the team that confronted Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul acted on its own. The Saudi Crown Prince has repeatedly denied having any knowledge of the killing. The Central Intelligence Agency said it believes it was ordered directly by the Crown Prince. The U.S. Defense Department Tuesday said nearly 40 al-Shabaab militants were killed in Somalia in two airstrikes carried out Monday and done in coordination with Somali forces. Last month, the U.S. military said it killed dozens of militants in a single airstrike, while some 100 were killed a year ago in attacks on al-Shabaab training camps. President Trump ordered a stepped-up action against the insurgency shortly after taking office. This is VOA News.